Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so very much for joining us, taking time out of a very busy schedule and joining us tonight. I don't take that for granted. I don't look at it lightly or loosely because many of us wear so many hats. And I want to thank you for joining us. Tonight's topic is never lonely. You know, so many times you're going through things in life and the enemy wants you to think that you're by yourself. You're all alone. But guess what? Someone else has already worn those shoes and they're looking for you to be able to tell you how to walk in them. So I'm telling you, we got an awesome, awesome lineup this evening with our special guest. But before I jump into that, I want to thank all of our sponsors for sowing into this fertile soil. We're continuing our special for the month, the entire month, you get $25. I announce your show, each and your business or service each and every week, as well as post it on all the different social media outlets, and only $25 for the entire month. So you're sowing in the fertile soil and being blessed as well. So I want to thank the sponsors for this week, and that is, well, for this month, that is Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. I'm telling you, you can get this book in online bookstores, but Evangelist Townsend shares with how God delivered her son from over 15 years of an alcohol addiction. I'm telling you, this is a great, great reading. You want to get that. Again, the title of that book is Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Again, the author is Alexandra Townsend. Then we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound, with Vincent Lynch. I'm telling you, this guy is a psalmist from heaven, and he can just take you into a worship place with his music, or he can take you into, he's a jazz artist too, so he can take you into the jazz where you can just be mellow and just enjoy and relax. So look up Third Heaven Sound and Vincent Lynch on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. He has three CDs out there, and I'm telling you, you got to have them. You just have to have them. Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington. Anything that you need customized, whether it's for your business or personal needs, Angelise can make your thoughts. She can bring them to life. She can make your dreams a reality through T-shirts, cups, pens, mugs, journals, whatever it is you need. Angelise Washington can take care of you. And the website is www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Then we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, located at 1501 Highway 138, beside the Golden Cross in Conyers, Georgia, located inside F&D Beauty. Roz specializes in all of your hair care and beauty needs, relaxers, twists, natural hair, lock maintenance, quick weaves, lashes, makeup, sew-ins. I'm telling you, whatever it is, you can call and place, set your appointment, schedule an appointment at 404-599-3712. I'll repeat that for you. It's 404-599-3712. I'm telling you, anytime you see me and I'm actually getting ready for an event or something, and you see that my makeup is flawless and my hair is flawless, that's Roz at work again. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. And then finally, PrintTara.com is your one-stop shop to your business needs, such as business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and even websites. Again, that is PrintTara.com. Thank you so much to each and every sponsor for On Fire to Inspire. We truly, truly praise God for you sowing into this fertile ground. And we are just, we're just amazed at what God is doing for you and your business. And tell all of the sponsors that you heard it here on Fire to Inspire with Miss On Fire to Inspire, Aaliyah Butler. Well, guys, we are back to an awesome, awesome show. The topic is Never Lonely. And we have the awesome and amazing anointed Crystal Lee. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Miss Crystal. How are you this evening?
Oh, I appreciate it. I'm amazing. I'm blessed, and I can't complain one bit.
Amen, amen. Well, I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire listeners this evening.
Sure. Well, Crystal Lee, or a.k.a. Kaylee, as an author, I'm K.L.E.E. And basically, I started several companies, and I remember going to this prophetic meeting in Dunwoody. And one of the prophetess told me, she said, Crystal, you've been blessed to not have one business, but be a businesswoman owning and managing multiple business, multiple ideas. And it was just really reassuring, someone that could actually confirm something that the Lord told me a long time ago. And it's amazing that when you find your gift, the one that the Lord gave you, that's the one that people will try to come up against every time they get, you know, the devil tries to come at you all the time to knock you off the concept of your gift. And in my circumstance, my gift is business, is coaching, is seeing other people, you know, get to their goals and really supplying services and support services that really facilitate that journey and make it a lot easier for people and allow me to use my creative gifts that the Lord gave me that goes beyond business.
Amen, amen. You know, it's awesome, and it's something serious when you come into the knowledge of your purpose and your passions and your true identity. It's just, it's like so fulfilling. Look at life through a new set of eyes, so to speak. Can you actually agree with that statement?
Oh, most definitely. You know, perspective is everything. I love the account in the Word where it's talking about how Elijah could see the spiritual realm and how his servant couldn't see the spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm.
So when danger was around the corner, or when the king of the enemy to the Hebrew nation was like, who's telling y'all my secrets? Who's telling y'all my plans? And they said, no, we don't have a mole in our camp. They got a God on their side that's telling this man everything, and he's telling them, and that's how come we're losing. And then they decide they're going to go and try to kill Elijah. And Elijah's understudy was freaking out. He was like, man, they're going to try to kill us. They're going to kill us. And he sees, you know, what people are doing. But it was Elijah that could see what the Lord was doing. And he was like, Lord, would you just open this man's eye so he can leave me alone? In short. And, of course, the Lord obliged him. And you know, he could see. He could see what Elijah was already operating in, which is total confidence in the Lord's ability to carry him and to lead him where he was supposed to go. So now the one that was blind can now see. So he saw the chariots, the angels, the fire, the everything that the Lord had. Well, how many of us are blind to our gifts, blind to our vision, blind to our business, blind to our purpose, and just really blind to the people that are around us that the Lord sent to, you know, to be an aid to us? And if we're not careful, we miss the whole thing.
Amen, amen. You know, it's almost like you're a walking zombie when you're not walking in your purpose. You know, I remember hitting 35, and I'm like, you know, there's more than this. And it was like a big hole in my soul. And I was like, God, there's so much more that you're calling me to, but I don't know what my purpose is. And so I start really going before God, asking him. And I'm telling you, there was so many, I was coming in contact with so many ministers that I didn't know, pastors I didn't know, with prophetic gifts. And they were like, you know, woman of God, you got a call on your life. You're called to ministry. You're called to this. You're called to that. And I'm like, who are these people and what? You know? And the guy was like, well, you asked me what you were, and you made me think about something. The Lord had someone speak to me and said, you'll have multiple births. And I'm like, I ain't having no more babies. And the Lord was saying, no, multiple births of being able to, like you said, have multiple businesses and be able to sustain and balance them, because he's equipped you with it. And many times people don't understand, you don't have to just do one thing well. You may have many gifts that you do well, but, you know, and God has already equipped you. You don't have to wait on somebody to give you validation, because you've already been validated by him. So I just tell you, I'm so in awe of God. So our topic tonight is never lonely. What does that topic mean to you, Crystal?
I wrote this book, authored this book about maybe a year ago, and it's entitled Alone But Never Lonely. And the reason why I wrote the book and really started this series, because it is a series, I've written one of the books, but I'm coming out with the second book actually this year. The first one was Catherine, and the second one is Deidre. But I came out with this book series because in life, you know, we all go through those moments where we're doing something by ourselves as far as we're alone in it, you know. And sometimes people are around you, but their mind is far from you, you know, kind of like how the Bible says, you know, these people call me Lord, but they don't really mean I'm their Lord, because if they did, my sheep know my voice, and my sheep follow my commandments, and my sheep will do this and do that, and, you know, So you find that sometimes after you go through all of that, you don't really have anyone around you. And
yes.
And sometimes the people that are with you, they leave.
Yes.
Whether they check out physically, they die, they pass on, or they check out mentally, you know, they give up on the concept of being, whether that's the concept of successful marriage, the concept of someday having children, or the concept of starting a new business, or you know, some would say getting out of the rat race. You know, all of these things, you know, you can essentially go through the process seemingly by yourself. But like the Lord showed me with Daniel, you know, when Daniel was, you know, brought before the king because he was worshiping the Lord three times a day and not worshiping the statue that was mandated by the king at the time, you know, he was brought before the king and he was committed to the lion's den. But when he was committed to the lion's den, the king turned, it says the king turned in his sleep because he couldn't rest with the fact that Daniel was in the lion's den. So the king was praying for Daniel. He was up worried about him, thinking about him, you know, praying that he's going to make it and his God will save him. Then you have the angel who was sent down from the Lord above to actually close the mouth of the lion. And then you had God the Father that was listening to him because he was the one that commanded the angels. And then you have Christ who was the Word, and the Word was actually still present even then like it is today. You know, the Yahshua or Jesus we know of is the Word made in flesh. So the same one, you know, that we give honor and glory to as our Lord and Savior is the one that you give honor and glory to when you read the Word, because that's who and what he is. He's the Word. So although Daniel was in the lion's den by himself physically, there was no way he was ever lonely in the lion's den, because the God Father held him, the Lord, our Christ, Jesus the Christ, Yahshua was there. Then you got the angels that had to close the mouths of the lions. They were there. And then you got the king that was praying for him on the outside, not to mention the other Hebrews that also was praying and interceding on his behalf that we don't even read about in the Bible.
Exactly.
You know, and so in our lives, if we're not careful, we would assume, oh, because my husband is absent, or because my wife isn't listening, or because my kids are disobedient, or because I'm doing terrible at work, or I'm going through this hard time, I'm going through it alone. But you're still not lonely in it, because the Lord will always send you help. The Bible says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you a comforter. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. But if we don't acknowledge him, then yes, you can choose to be lonely. We can't choose on when and if we're alone, but we can choose to be lonely. And if you accept what the Lord gives us, which is the gift of salvation, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Word, the gift of his communion, then you're never lonely.
Amen. Amen. And if you understand that he lives and dwells in you, you'll understand again that you're never lonely.
Yeah.
Amen. Girl, I tell you.
Yeah.
So,
you know, when
you
used to hear.
Go ahead.
Oh, when I used to hear that scripture, whenever two or more are gathered in his midst, you know, praying and in, you know, in his midst that he hears us.
Mm-hmm.
Two or three are gathered
mm-hmm.
in his midst, he hears us. And, you know, I used to wonder, you know, well, what if you're praying by yourself? You know, who's going to touch and agree with you? And a pastor I knew from when I was growing up as a youth, he said, Crystal, truly, if you are praying in spirit and in truth, which is what the Word says we're supposed to do, you're never lonely, even in your prayers by your physical self. I said, okay. He said, that's because the Holy Spirit makes intercession for you. That's what the word says. So if he's making intercession for you when you have groanings and don't have no words, when you do have words, if you're speaking the word, then Christ is also in agreement with what you're saying because he is the word. So if you speak the word, you have Christ. And if you are allowing the Holy Spirit to intercede for you, then now you have three persons because you also have yourself.
Love it.
I was like, oh.
Love it and oh. Love it.
So I
now
stop
you
praying now.
Yeah. So you look. So the Holy Spirit gave you clarity on your question. So I'm telling you, he all things new, and he brings clarity to it for you. Now, you've written a book even surrounding this topic, and the title is Alone But Not Lonely.
Alone but never lonely.
Mm-hmm. Alone but never lonely. Gotcha. Alone but never lonely. What made you write this book?
I wrote it because the book Catherine actually has a personal story in that one, and I wrote it because I think in hindsight we can see things clearly compared to when we're going through something. You know, when I was in my marriage, before I was divorced, I couldn't see his side. And and I would equally admit that he couldn't see my side. And I believe we couldn't see each other's sides because we lost sight of what should have always been, you know, the center. Mm-hmm. And when two people, you know, lose sight of what they started on, it's easy for any two people to separate, whether you have a music group. You know, one of the singers go left and the other ones go right, or they all just split up and scatter. You know, the Bible says, you know, if a house divided cannot stand, and that's true for anything. And in this story, it was about a marriage that could not stand, not because it wasn't found on biblical principle, because it actually was, but both parties have to be in right step with the Lord. You know, sometimes we pick relationships where one person is in right step and we expect the other one to catch up, or the other one, you know, kind of renounces their faith and then the other one is trying to reestablish it. And that's not our place. You know, our place is not to become God for someone. And, you know, I know several people that cling on to their spouse closer than they cling on to the Most High. And whenever I see that, I warn them, because anything you put before God, aside, you know, to the left or to the right of him, is going to be taken from you, because there is nothing, you know, nothing is the Lord's equal. I like one pastor that was visiting from, I think he was out of Nigeria. He came and visited a church I attend in Atlanta, and he said everything has the opposite except for God. He said God has no opposite. And he asked the question before he made this statement. He said, you know, what's the opposite of hot? And, of course, we said cold. What's the opposite of, you know, fire? We said ice. What's the opposite of God? And many of us said the devil. And he said, that's where you're wrong, because the devil has no equal. And because he has no equal, he has no true opposite, because there's nothing equal to his power, to his glory, to his sovereignty, and to any of those things. And so in life, if we try to make something the Lord's equal, we will find out how inferior it is, whether that's our job, our money, our business, our relationships, or what have you. And in this story, sometimes it's your own perception. The Bible says that the Lord's ways are greater than ours. His thoughts are greater than ours. You know, he is the standard. You know, the law was written, you know, not only to – the law was really written out of compassion to show man how far away we are from God, not to turn people away from him, but to say, wow, look how much I need him. I can't help but sin, you know? And when you realize your condition, then you need a solution. You need a physician. You need a medicine. You need a doctor. You need someone that can fix your problem. And there is only one that can fix these problems, or those problems, or any problem. And and in the journey that I talk about in this book, it's talking about that too. It's talking about when I moved out on my own when I was 18, and how, you know, a lot of people that told me they would be there for me weren't there for me. How I got my own apartment, and I did it for a family member because she was going through. I could have went to a university, but I held off on going to a university to try and save somebody else. And then in the end, that person left me with all the debt. So now, like, Lord, well, what happened? He said, you can't be want me, they're going to seek. I seek you. Now, if they seek me and I bring them to you, that's different. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people come and they not sent to you. You know, it reminds me of the prophet in the book of Samuel. And the prophet was told to go and deliver a message to the king. And when you're done delivering the message, go home. He told him not to take nothing, don't drink nothing, don't do anything, but do what I tell you and go home. Don't stop, don't do nothing. So that's what he did. The king offered him all these riches and stuff, and he denied it all. He didn't eat, and he was going back on his way. And then someone came to him and gave him a word that they supposedly heard from the Lord. And he said, the Lord said, it's okay for you to come and break bread with me and hang out with me for just a few hours and then go on your journey. And when the prophet did that, he let her on left. And when he left, he was killed by a lion that same day. Mm-hmm. And it just goes to show us, if we hear a word from, and we know that it's him, we know his voice. The Bible says, my sheep know my voice. So if we know it's his voice, and then we let another one come and tell us otherwise, then we are being deceived. And in that deception, we don't know if death is around the corner. We don't know if divorce is around the corner. We don't know if, obesity or poverty or diabetes or sickness or whatever may be around the corner because we're not listening to the Holy Spirit. And it's possible to grieve him so much that he will let you be. And now you're in a reprobate state. You got a reprobate mind like the young man, you know, in the New Testament where he came from wealth, squandered his wealth, and then he was left and living a fig vow until he came to himself. And that's really how, you know, a lot of us can be too. When we're alone, we're easy for the devil to pall on us and destroy our life and destroy our families and our finances, our ideas, our gifts, passions. He blocks all of that. And the longer we allow him to stand in the gap between us and the Lord, the longer we stay like the Jews were lost in the wilderness for 40 years, not because the journey was that long. The journey wasn't even nowhere near that long, but because of their mindset and their disobedience to what the Lord told them, it took them an eternity, and they never made it to where they should have been. And in my life and in the journey in this book, my goal is to show people as quickly as possible, you know, through other stories, through other life applications, through any means that I can, how to avoid the pitfall of being lost for your lifetime. You know, how can we shorten that gap so that you can enjoy the greatest gift the Lord has for you now and for the rest of your life until the Lord say that he's completed the work he started in you? How much better is it for the Lord to work with you for 30 years and you to see his power and his majesty and instead of just seeing it for a couple months or a couple years before you pass on?
You know, I think that, you know, the Bible gives us the word that it comes with a renewing of the mind, that we have to renew our mind. And when we understand that renewing of the mind, one of the things that I say in prayer daily is, Lord, let me do a mind dump. And as I dump this mind, I take on your mind, your thoughts. My way lines up with your way. My will lines up with your will. And if we take on his mind, then we can actually see things shift and he can expedite things on our behalf, because we're taking on his mindset and we're taking the authority that he's already given us. You know, one of the words that the Lord gave me yesterday, and I posted on Facebook today, was stop letting life happen and start making it happen. Because he's giving you the power, he's giving you the authority. Now use them to speak life and stop. And you know, my pastor, Apostle Zoe, at Kingdom Words International, she said this all the time, stop speaking what you currently see and start speaking what you want to see. So in other words, if you keep speaking what you're speaking, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. But I dare you to trust God and speak what you desire to see, and you'll see it manifest. But if you keep speaking death, you're going to keep getting death, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
That is so true. You know, the word says the Lord says that He cares about us, and mm-hmm. He also says that to cast your burdens on Him, for He cares mm-hmm. about you. You know, mm-hmm. and if we're not careful, we can allow this world to convince us that the Lord doesn't care, that the Lord mm-hmm. set the world in motion and He just took His hands off and He just lets things have its way with all of us, and that's why life is what it is. And it's so far from the truth if you read the word. But a lot of us are not reading, and we're watching the news instead, and we're letting the fears of the world creep into our spirit, choke out the word. You know, when you read that parable about the seeds, mm-hmm. that story was not written for the lost. It was written for the saved and believe. You know, like you said, that a but when they live lives that are far from it. The Bible in Revelation talks about, you know, the churches and how only two of them had the heart of God, and the other ones were just going through religion. They were just going through the practices, but their hearts mm-hmm. were far from it. And mm-hmm. you know, and in our too, if we're not careful, you know, our hearts are far from God. Our day to day may be in agreement on the outside, but when you pull that back, which is what the Lord sees, He sees your heart. He says He knows every heart. Man, the Bible says our heart can be deceiving to the point where no man can know his true heart. And that's why you have to look at the evidence, which is the fruit you bear. So if you mm-hmm. constantly breed in destruction, you can't say this is of God. No, it's not. If you constantly breed temptation and making people fall into, you know, diverse temptations and sins and all that, and then you cannot say that's of God, because the Lord says, I am not a tempter. I don't have to tempt you. That's not my assignment. You know, I give right. you choices, free choices mm-hmm. to choose me, mm-hmm. you know, or to not. I mean, or to not. The Bible talks about vessels of honor and dishonor, common use mm-hmm. and righteousness. You know, and we choose every day who we will serve. That's what the Bible says mm-hmm. that too. And, right. and that's what love that the Lord has done. My epiphany mm-hmm. moment, or when it really clicked to me on what I was supposed to do, I was mm-hmm. young. I remember several women in my life. I don't remember their names, but I do remember their faces. And one lady told me I was an evangelist when I was, like, I was in elementary school still. I think I was in, like, fifth grade when she told me that. And then as I got older, I started hearing other things. But it was all in the vein of ministering, of being an apostle or being a trendsetter, because of how the Lord uses me. But I get used more. I get used in the church and in the marketplace. And I love that, because the Lord is bigger than a church building. And if we're mm-hmm. not careful, we'll speak only about Him in that house, when the whole world belongs to Him. So if you can't go out and speak about Him in this building, in a hallway, in a lobby, or at, you know, in these places, then mm-hmm. do you really practice what you say you believe, or do you just kind of follow the motions and you know, and pray you stumble across something that mm-hmm. that really you should always have? And that's the confidence, you know, in Him.
Well, you know, I think so many people are religious and don't even know it. I know I didn't realize I was religious until I had that epiphany moment that said, oh, you just shifted into a relationship. You're not living off of your mama's prayers or your grandmama's prayer, or auntie or great auntie's prayers. You're living off of this relationship with me. And the Lord was like, just like you seek to satisfy this man, you know, or satisfy this woman if you're a husband, then that presence that you desire of them, I want you to desire my presence just like that. And when you get into that place of spending time with Him, that's when you'll realize, whoa, Lord, I really was religious. I didn't have this one-on-one relationship with myself. And it's a type of joy and peace that no one can ever take away. And so when you understand who He is, it's so much easier to come into the knowledge of who you are and your purpose, the purpose and the plan for your life. Because if you don't have a clue who He is, you don't have a clue who you are. You can't know who you are if you don't know Him. You know, I did understand. I did I did come to the
very
center. And I just tell you, I just praise God for those aha moments, you know, because what we fail to realize is we are the church. And as the word tells us, Jesus said, greater work shall you do. And so it's not about being in those four walls. It's about reaching the ones who may never step into those four walls. It's about reaching the ones who desire to get there but don't have a way or don't know how to get there. So, you know, I just love him so. I just love him so. And when you continue to walk in what he's called you to, your life will speak to someone else's life. You know, your light will shine and help cast out all darkness over them. I remember back in November, I had to go speak at a mentoring event, and it was actually a bunch of adults and children at the event. And as soon as I finished, this girl came and knelt beside me, and she said, you were speaking to my spirit. And I looked at her, and I said, you are so beautiful. I said, how old are you? She said, I'm 20 years old. And she said, you spoke to my spirit. She said, I just tried to commit suicide when my boyfriend left me. And I'm like, wait, what? How long ago was that? And she said, just 3 months ago. And so the Lord had me speak life back into her because she didn't understand who she was. And that's why she allowed the enemy to try to take her there. And after I helped her understand the diamond and the rare jewel that she is, you know, I told her, it's his loss. He didn't understand what he had. So when you come into the knowledge of who you truly are and you have that moment, you know, you have that quiet time with him, cut off the TV, cut off the online stuff, and just have that quiet time with him. Because prayer is actually true. You talk to him, and then you just be still and let him talk back to you. And I promise you, nothing in the world can see you like him. There's nothing in the world that can heal you and bring forth healing and peace. Lighting in his presence. Now, we're talking about your book, the book that you just finished, but you're currently working on a new one, right?
I am, yes. I'm working on my third book. It's called The Ecstasy, You Want Heaven But Won't Give Up Hell. And it's a very loaded title, and I talked to a lot of my friends about it who also happen to be pastors and bishops and such, and they're like, oh my God, Crystal, I want to buy that book. I said, I know you do. And you know what, when I first got that book, the title was last year, and I knew when the Lord gave me the title that what he wanted it to be about. And and I didn't get that subtitle, You Want Heaven But Won't Give Up Hell, until later. And really, when the Lord started giving me the chapters, he gave me the subtitle. And I read that book so quick. But it was at key times that he wanted to talk to me. And whenever he talked to me, I wrote a whole chapter or multiple chapters in one sitting. And I didn't stop writing until he talked. And I literally wrote that whole book that way. I did not edit that book, and I'm actually in the process of editing it right now. But when I was writing it, I never went back to what I wrote. And that's how I know I didn't write. Because, you know, when I write stuff, I try to make sure it connects and weaves, and I go through and I put in all my little citations and stuff. And when I originally wrote it, it was all what he wanted me to say. And I'm excited about that book because of what it does. And the ecstasy is anything and everything that will try to pull you away from God. So essentially it's sin. It's the cares of this world, but it's really the lies that we choose to believe. You know, the concepts of sin being a high that never goes down is not true. You know, we talk about drug use in this country and really around the world. And, you know, and there are some people that live their lives looking for their next high. And every time you go for the ecstasy, it really doesn't bring you closer to life. It brings you closer to death. You know, it brings you closer to a point of either, you know, you could overdose. Especially when you start, you know, using certain drugs, it could impact your weight. It impacts your awareness. It impacts, you know, your confidence. It impacts so many things about you, and yet there are some of us that are addicted to these things. And it's easy to see a drug addict and say, oh, you're so stupid. How did you get hooked on crack? Or you're so crazy. Why did you smoke weed? Or you're so crazy. Why do you do this or do pills or do that? But we are like the parable where we're talking about the plank in our own eye. How many of us have a eating habit that's killing us and we don't care? How many of us have a boyfriend or girlfriend that's killing us and we don't care? How many of us have kids we don't discipline and we don't care? Or some of us that have the capabilities of an education and we do absolutely nothing. Those are still, you know, equal to the person that's doing drugs, because either way, you're killing yourself. You're killing off your dreams. You're killing off your legacy. You're killing off your power. You're killing off your confidence. But when you let go of the ecstasy is a quick fix. I mean, we live in a microwave, I want it now society. I mean, I know I was talking to my mom the other day about warming up food, and I don't use a microwave in my house. But my mom is like, oh, it's quick. All we got to do is pop it in the microwave. I said, why is that the solution? Pop it in the microwave. Well, we know microwaves cause cancer. I mean, it's been proven. We've seen it. She's been in the medical field, and she knows this stuff. And a lot of the things that we do wrong, we know it's wrong. We know when we do this, it's not healthy for us. When we live like this, it's not conducive to our future. But we do it anyway, and sometimes it's out of convenience. Sometimes it's out of fear. Sometimes it's out of you know, fitting in and trying to please the people that honestly, in the end, don't really care about you meeting their expectation. Because the moment you fall below their expectation, they cut you off anyway. So you're better off being faithful to the one that loves you and cares about you, and the Bible says can put you in heaven or hell. That's the one you should care about. But it's the last one sometimes on our list, the last one we think about. And in this book, that's what it's talking about. It's talking about putting him first, you know, letting go and realizing what is your ecstasy, what is the high that you're chasing, and how is your chasing of that high or indulging thereof impacting or affecting not only your life, but everyone around you and everything about you.
Wow. 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 Now, do you have any upcoming events coming up?
Yes, I actually have a business program where we talk to business professionals in a wide variety of industries, and the name of the program is called Total Restoration, and the Lord gave me this show concept years ago, and now he's just really put it on my heart to do it again, and it's going to be airing every Thursday at 2 o'clock p.m. in the Atlanta, Georgia area on 1570 a.m., we'll also be on an FM dial with that same station soon. But with that show, what it essentially does is it's speaking to the business professional. And what we want the business professional to know and understand is that the same way you operate in business is a mirror effect of what you do at home. So if you cheat on your wife or cheat on your spouse or soon-to-be spouse, then you'll cheat on your taxes. And if you are cheating on your taxes, it's only a moment of time or a time where it'll ripple into your personal life. If you are, if you overindulge in this area, you'll overindulge in another area. If you can't control your spending, you won't be able to control other things. And so we are trying to help business owners, career professionals, be able to balance out their businesses by introducing professionals in those giving fields and help establish the relationships that you need so that you're not lonely in business, but you have a core team. The Bible talks about in Habakkuk to write the vision and make it plain, not so that you can go out and do it, but so that anyone that picks it up can go out and do it. And if your vision is cloudy because it's only in your mind, then nobody can really say they follow you. They can just say they do what you tell them. But how many of us know the way we see it in our minds isn't the way we communicate it or write it down? So then that's how you know you may need somebody who does that. You know, you may need to hire a writer, and it's worth the money. You know, in this show, we show people how to value other people's craft. We live in a society where YouTube is widespread, where do-it-yourself or DIYs are every day. And don't get me wrong, I'm all about, people saving money if that's what you have to do. But when you have the ability to do something on a professional level and you settle for something else, you can't complain when you get something less desirable because you didn't put your all into it by getting the right team. You know, we can string some stuff together and make it happen, but if you can string together the right ingredients, you can make a better meal. You can make a better product. You can have a better service. And then you can charge equivalent prices to substantiate what you're doing. And this show is geared to showing people the value. You know, some of us spend hundreds of dollars on our kids' shoes and on their phones and all that. And then have you noticed some of these kids don't even care about this stuff? You know, people are spending, you know, hundreds of dollars on material things that and giving them to people that really don't care anything about them. You know, their teenagers don't really, you know, they're breaking their cell phone screens. They have bad grades, but they have every gadget in their house. And so they don't really appreciate, you know, what their parents are doing and sacrificing for their entertainment. And so, you know, through total restoration, through another curriculum I created called The Lesson, you know, we talk about how really the concept of valuing other people's gifts is really being undermined. And I believe, you know, some of the changes that are being made in government is really to remind people of their value. I mean, there was a time where, you know, this country was known for steel and this and Levi's and that. And now today we sold all that stuff away. We don't own none of that stuff anymore. We lost value in those things as far as appreciating, you know, the steel worker. Today, if you see a steel worker, some people may say, oh, he's a blue-collar poor person. He'll never make it big and da-da-da-da-da. But it took people like that to build a country. So it took people like that to build these businesses. Without them, we wouldn't have a lot of industries. But it takes us to be able to take a look at what other people gave so that we can appreciate what we have and then appreciate other people's craft.
Amen. So how do they follow you on social media and things of that nature?
Right. On social media, on Facebook, I have a page for Total Restoration, and it's TR, which is short for Total Restoration, TUG. TUG stands for the production company, TUG Productions. And TUG Productions is a production company that produces whole programming. And it's all about creating faith-based content, wholesome programs that can actually entertain you but also give you some foundational information that you can go and research if you want to, or you can just enjoy it and be entertained. It doesn't necessarily have to turn into a study of sorts, but it's definitely a alternative to entertainment that we see today. And again, that page is TRTUG. And then you can also follow Crystal Lee Enterprises, which is a coaching, publishing, and ghostwriting company. And you can find that online at KLE, which is short for Crystal Lee Enterprises, Pub, and that's PUV, short for publishing. So KLE, Pub, and you can find it on Facebook. It's also online at klepuv.com. And then my personal page is Crystal Lee with a K, and it'll be also Kaylee. So it'll say Crystal Lee, a.k.a. Kaylee, and you'll find my page as well.
Great, great. So, Crystal, if there was a person, young man, young woman, that's going through transition in their life and they're ready to move forward, but they feel like they're alone and the enemy has them, you know, deceived, what would be your word of inspiration to that person?
If you feel alone in life or you are alone in life, then I would tell you to look for people that are in agreement with where you want to be. You know, I know a lot of times we look at mentors just in like the corporate realm or the financial sector. That's my mentor because I want to have that car or that house. But I would say look at people and look at how they live. And then ask them, how do you live like that? Because a true believer should have the evidence of it. And that's how you find us. You don't find us necessarily because you go into a church, to be totally honest. You find us because we live the lifestyle. And that's the believer you want to talk to. You know, whether it's a a pastor that lives the life. I mean, I go to a church, Kingdom of God Ministries International, that has some powerful people, not only that preach across the pulpit, but that just are deacons and evangelists. And this is true with any good church, any church that's a part of the body of Christ. And I would say to seek out those people, because those are going to be the people that will speak a word to you that you can later go to yourself and read it and allow it to take root in your life. You know, I can tell you all day, this is what you got to do. This is what you should do. This is what you want to do. And as a coach, as a minister or a preacher or what have you, the best ones are not the ones that tell you what to do, but they are the ones that help you to find the answers for yourself. Because the revelation comes on an individual basis. That takes the Holy Spirit. And no person can be the Holy Spirit you need. The Holy Spirit, you have to go seek him. You have to go seek out the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit gives you divine revelation on anything you read. Now, and anything you hear, the Holy Spirit helps you with discernment. So if you are listening to people, if you are watching how people live, how they treat their wives or their husbands, how they're raising their children, and how they appreciate themselves, how they dress. You know, I have an image consulting company called BWC, which stands for Blessed Women, a Blessed Woman Concept or Blessed Women Concepts. And with this company, it's all about helping people to see themselves. You know, a lot of us, we put on clothes and we think nothing of it. You know, we're acceptable, we're permissible as far as whatever we're wearing is permissible for when we go to work or if we go to church. But we really don't have something that says something about our style or how we feel today and things like that. And that's one of the things, too, that the Lord has laid on my heart. I know I was reading the Proverbs and it says, when you smell good, that you feel good. And you know, and I really didn't pay much attention to that before, mm-hmm. but as I've gotten older and I've started to realize I am an example, because if no one else knows Christ and they see me that day, I have to look like Christ, because if I don't, then that person may never know Christ, because when I had the opportunity to show him who he was or who he is and what I believe, I missed it. So I now have to, you know, smell right and look right and feel right and pray right and do these things, not for other people, but so that I stay in right standing, so that I live a lifestyle that is worthy of my calling. And when if people see me in and out of season, the Bible says I must have an account for why I believe the way I do. And that's true for all of us. And I would say if we look that out, then truthfully, you don't have to wait till Sunday to get saved. You don't have to wait until you see me, you know, to get saved or to get a coach or to find someone that can lock arms and agree with you. And if the Lord leads you to lock arms with me, you can feel free to reach out to me. But ultimately, you want to find the person that the Lord sends you to or sends to you. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. the Lord sends us people, we may not recognize him or her because they may not come the way we want them to or at a time we think they should. But if mm-hmm. you hear the Holy Spirit tell you this is the one you need to talk to, go talk to them. I remember when my mom first realized she had a prophetic gift, the Lord told her to go tell a young man in church the words he had to say. And at first she said, no, God, I don't want to get up and tell him nothing. He's going to think I'm crazy. He don't even know me. He said, you know, Yolanda, just do what I ask you to do. That's all I'm asking you to do. And she said, okay, fine. I'll go tell him in. I'll go tell him. And she did it. And do you know that man said, if the Lord did not talk to him on that night, he was giving up on God. He was giving up on his marriage. He was going to leave his kids because he could not do it anymore. But because of her faithfulness, the man that needed mm-hmm. to hear a word from the Lord got it because of her obedience. Mm-hmm. And that's true mm-hmm. for us, too. You know? And that's yes. true for those that are looking for someone yes. to stand in the gap for them, you know, for wherever they yes. may be today. That would mm-hmm. be my advice.
Love it, love it, love it. Well, thank you so much. I want you to repeat your how they can follow you one more time so that they can make sure they jot down.
Sure. You can check out my website, klepub.com. You can also find us on Facebook at klepub. You can find the Total Restoration, the business program, on Facebook at trtug. If you are a Twitter person or Instagram person. I did not pick this name, by the way, so please don't call me vain. But a friend of mine actually came up with it because he said that essentially I do a whole lot of things. So mm-hmm. he made my name She's All That Kaylee. I know that sounds really weird, but it's She's, like S-H-E-S, All, A-L-L, That, T-H-A-T, K as in Crystal, L-E-E. And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter with those two handles, and you can find me on Facebook at Crystal Lee, A-L-E-T-U-V-E-R-T-U-D. And I also want to take the time real quick to just thank Ms. Celeste Percy with New Age Business Concepts. She's a marketing and promotion lady. She's very gifted in what she does. She also, of course, has a travel and events business. And she also is the reason why I had the awesome opportunity to meet and just be on your show. So I wanted to be sure to, you know, to thank her and acknowledge her efforts. And you can reach her if you need these services at 678-469-8433. And you can use that same number if you would like to reserve me as speaker or coach or, you know, things like that. You can give her a call at 678-469-8433. And, again, her name is Celeste Christie.
I have one last question. One of my listeners sent me a chat, and they want to know, are you the same Crystal Lee from Willie Moe Jr. that does Top Three with Crystal Lee?
No, but I get that all the time. My name is Crystal Lee as well. It's spelled mm-hmm. the same way. So K-R-Y-S-T-A-L-L-E-E. But I also have abbreviated my name just to kind of help people know the difference between myself and her. I know she does mm-hmm. the Top Three. Mm-hmm. But my platform is a little different. I have been in the media business for over 12 years. I've been a producer mm-hmm. for the Golf Channel. I produce TV, film, plays. I'm an actress by trade. I'm also a public speaker, a certified life transformational coach. I've created three curriculums. One of those curriculums is called The Lesson, and it's a youth anti-bullying, mentoring, and career coaching program. And we definitely want to do more with that, which is basically showing young people how to get educated and certified in industries at younger ages so that they can kind of leapfrog the rat race process and go right into, you know, corporate America or learn how to be an entrepreneur early, a wise one. We also do that as well. We have a program called Ashiro Salute, which is really just serving women that have served in the armed forces, the police department, fire department, or similar organizations. We like to pamper them. And then we also offer coaching for any area of their life that they want to have improvement, whether that's downsizing, transitioning from one job to another, or business training, financial literacy. We really go through it all for those women. And then our last curriculum is called Alone But Never Lonely, just like the book. And what we do in this is it's a transformational coaching program. So we actually show adults how they can make right choices. We use the same book, Alone But Never Lonely, the Catherine version. And we really go through that. And through that story, we apply life skills, life tips, and show people how to really maneuver those moments when you're alone physically and how you can know you're not lonely and how you can overcome some of those moments where, you know, lonely really try to take over your life.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
I forgot to mention that those three curriculums, you can find those on the klepub.com website, but you can also find them on our we are partnered with TUG Outreach. And, again, that is T as in Tom, U as in Ultimate, and G as in God, outreach.com. There are the nonprofit that we chose to partner up with. TUG Outreach is a nonprofit that specializes in creating programs and platforms for advancing the masses. And they actually partner with us on all three of those curriculums so that for people that can't afford to bring the program to their churches, their businesses, their employees, can actually donate to cugoutreach.com. And we actually take those proceeds and we bring these three curriculums to organizations, to people, to churches and places like that that need these curriculums, that the people do, but they may not have the finances to support it. We actually can afford to bring it when people give.
Oh, great, great, great. Well, we thank you again with your multiple gifts, sharing your gifts, talents, and abilities with us, because we know that our gifts are to making room for us, and our gifts
yes.
aren't for ourselves. They're for others. So we thank you so much, and congratulations on all that you are doing, ma'am.
I appreciate it, and I just have to thank you again. I thank you so much for taking the time to bring me on and making room for me. I know your show is booked, and there's a lot of people that love you, and I'm another one. I love you, too. And, you know, I want to thank Celeste, you know, also for just really initiating this relationship and opening, you know, the conversation to have me as a guest on your show. And again, thank you so much, Ms. Celeste. And if you want to get a hold of Celeste, one last time, her number is 678-469-8433. And she's a new age business concept. She handles marketing, promotion for businesses and products. And she also have a travel and events business. So if she can help, and also if you want to book me as a speaker, a coach, to come and do events and conferences, convocations, things like that, go ahead and get a hold of Celeste, and she'll get me on your calendar, and I'll be there.
All right. Well, thanks again. Have a great night. Guys, I tell you, we've had a great show tonight. The topic was alone but never lonely. And I tell you, I just give God praise, because regardless of where you are, what circumstance you're in, I want you to understand that you are never alone. Somebody else is walking those shoes. The Lord God is here with you, for you, and he lives and dwells on the inside of you. All you got to do is learn how to live from the inside out. Talk to him and let him speak back to you. So don't give up. Don't give in. Don't even allow the distractions of the world, the distractions of life, and the distractions of the enemy to try to take you to a place that God didn't take you. So when things come to try to come as a distraction and they don't line up with the word of God and they don't line up with what God has told you, guess what? Reject them. Give them a big reject button, a reject stamp. Stamp it with a rejection, because it is not your portion. And I believe God for your health, healing, and wholeness in every capacity of your life. So we bind and rebuke the spirit of loneliness, and we release the spirit of peace, joy, strength, and everything that God is. Hallelujah. I don't know who needed that tonight, but I just have to walk in obedience in everything that I do. And when you have your own network, you can do that. But I just give God praise for each and every one of you. And for those of you who are joining us for the first time, I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. This show was actually initiated from God actually telling me what I was going to do, and I was telling him no. I was fighting, y'all. I'm very transparent. But it actually was birthed through a book first. There's a book called On Fire to Inspire. And if you go online, it's available through Amazon and Kindle. And the book is also available in paperback and an audio CD. And the Lord will wake me up in the midnight hour, giving me words to encourage, empower, and just push you into your purpose. Because the enemy doesn't want you to know who you are. I remember every time I would think about praying out loud or praying for somebody, I get tongue-tied, I get confused, I get nervous. And the enemy didn't want me to know that I was a true intercessor. Now that I understand my identity in Christ, you can't shut me down. So On Fire to Inspire, the book is actually available online. And I am working on Fire to Inspire 2. And I'm telling you guys, y'all got to look for it. Prayerfully, that will be out shortly. It is such a powerful thing, you know, as you allow God to just lead and guide you and let him have his being in you. You'll be doing things and saying things that you're like, okay, Lord, now why am I stopping at this store? Why am I going here? And there's a reason for everything in your life. There's a reason that you even have gone through some of the things you've gone through, because it's producing your strength and stamina. It's exercising that faith muscle. And after you exercise that faith muscle, now you can go get that next sister or that next brother and give them that word of encouragement, because you can say, you know what? God is no respecter person, that he won't do the same for you. So I tell you, I call myself, my listeners call me Miss On Fire to Inspire because it's the book and the show name. But I call myself the purpose midwife. I don't birth babies, I birth purpose. And what God said to me was, it's time to stop existing and start living the life that he created for you to live. So understand that your gifts, your talents and abilities, it's not for you. It's for that next person. So think about if I said, well, no, Lord, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do it. And when I was giving him all these excuses, he said, daughter, there are too many lives tied up into your obedience. And I'm telling you, when you hear God audibly tell you who you are and that there are people's lives tied up into you doing what he's telling you to do, baby, that's a wake-up call like no other. And as I've gone forth in doing what God has told me to do, I'm telling you, I've had people send chats, send emails, send all kind of, I mean, it's just been a blessing. You know, people coming to you saying, you don't know, I was suicidal before I met you. You don't know where I was, and I needed that word that God gave you. I needed that show tonight. And I praise God for that, that I'm just a willing vessel and a mouthpiece for him. It's not me. It's all him, and I give him all glory. And so I need you to understand that there is a purpose and a plan for your life. So I don't know who this is or what you're going through, but understand God's got you. And the greater is not on its way. It's here for you. Just declare it. Speak it out of your mouth because he's giving you the power. He's giving you the ability and the authority to speak life over your life. Stop speaking death over your life. Stop saying what you're seeing until you keep saying what you want to see until it manifests. Because you already have the victory. It's already a fixed fight. God's already done it for you through his son, Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, it's already done. And so I just thank God for you listening in tonight. I thank you for our guest tonight, Crystal Lee. I thank God for each and every person who is listening, whether you're listening live or through the recording shortly. Next week, we will have my spiritual father joining us, ending the month, and Bishop Kevin Leggett, and it will be the topic of Fabulously Filled. So the whole month of January, we've been talking about you. The very first week we talked with Latoya Hart, and the topic was the most powerful tool to become the best version of you was self-love. Then Free to Be Me with Angela Crook Lynch. Then followed by Miss Blossom Rogers, Alone But Never Lonely. Come Out and Live. That was Come Out and Live with Blossom Rogers. And then tonight was Alone But Never Lonely. And Never Alone with Crystal Lee. So next week we're going to be on Fabulously Filled, and it's going to be an awesome, awesome show. So make sure you tell your friends, set your alarm clock, invite them, because it's time for us to walk in every gift, talent, and ability that God has given us. I don't care who's president, because God is still God, and he's still on the throne, and he still wants to use you. So it's time for you to wake up. It's time for you to rise up, and it's time for you to move. Move with the momentum. Again, I'm Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire, and I love each and every one of you. God is going to use you greatly and mightily for his glory. He is going to get the glory out of your story. So make sure you tune in next week, same time, same place. Love you guys. Have a blessed week.